And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here with us, as usual. Hi, Lee.
Hey, Michelle. Well, our conversation with Gail Haggard, wife of former evangelical leader Ted Haggard, was by far the most commented of our recent stories. In 2006, the couple made national headlines when Ted Haggard admitted to hiring a gay male prostitute who claimed to have had a relationship with him for 3 years. Mrs. Haggard talked to us about why she stayed with her husband, and following that conversation, many people wrote to us with their own stories and perspectives. I caught up with blogger Juanita, who says she could identify with Mrs. Haggard.
I had a husband come out of the closet. We now are separated. Based on my and others' experiences, people can suppress their sexuality for a long time, but it comes out eventually. I pray that the Haggards are among the few couples who succeed in staying married.
Thank you, Juanita, and thanks to all who wrote in. Now to other news. Earlier this week, the White House hosted an event called A Celebration of Music from the Civil Rights Movement.
And Michelle, a blizzard almost threatened to spoil the concert that included performances by Bob Dylan, Yolanda Adams, and Smokey Robinson, just to name a few. But the show went on, and here's a taste from that event.
We shall overcome. We shall
The civil rights movement was a movement sustained by music. It was lifted by spirituals inspired by the Bible. It was sharpened by protest songs about wrongs that needed righting. It was broadened by folk artists like a New York-born daughter of immigrants and a young storyteller from Minnesota who captured the hardships and hopes of people who were worlds different from them in ways that only song can do. It was a movement with a soundtrack, diverse strains of music that coalesced when the movement was right. But that soundtrack wasn't just inspired by the movement. It gave strength in return.
Show, but you have to actually sing this song.
Paul and Silas abounded, yeah. Had no money to go to bed. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on. Paul and Silas began to shout, all the doors they popped down. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on.
A fact not lost on the movement's leaders. It's been said that when Dr. King and his associates were looking for communities to organize and mobilize, they'd know which were disciplined enough and serious enough when they saw folks singing freedom songs. Dr. King himself once acknowledged that he didn't see the real meaning of the movement until he saw young people singing in the face of hostility. You see, it's easy to sing when you're happy. It's easy to sing when you're among friends. It's easy to sing when times are good. But it is hard to sing when times are rough. It's hard to sing in the face of taunts and fear and the constant threat of violence. It's hard to sing when folks are being beaten, when leaders are being jailed, when churches are being bombed. It's hard to sing in times like that, but times like that are precisely when the power of song is most potent. Above the din of hatred, amidst the deafening silence of inaction, the hymns of the civil rights movement helped carry the cause of a people and advance the ideals of a nation.
People get ready, there's a train coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board.
You've been listening to Joan Baez singing We Shall Overcome. Bernice Johnson Regan and the Freedom Singers performed Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Round. John Mellencamp sang Keep Your Eyes on the Prize. And the montage ended with Jennifer Hudson and Smokey Robinson singing People Get Ready. Listeners can see pictures from the event at npr.org and hear the entire event tonight and throughout the month on many NPR stations, and I will be hosting that NPR special week.
And Michelle, we're asking people to share with us their favorite songs from the Civil Rights Movement. They can log on to our blog by visiting npr.org, clicking on programs, and then on Tell Me More, and there they will also find a link to a video from the concert.
Well, thank you, Lee.
Thanks, Michelle.
There's hope for all those that we love.